Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Solaris, and I am your host tonight and DJ of love. You are listening to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romance. Every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you guys all are having an amazing night tonight. This summer, very gorgeous weather out. It's beautiful. We have a very cool girl who is our special guest on the show with us tonight. And she has such fun music and such a cool, sexy voice. And her songs are so catchy. I love them so much. Her name is Brooke Williams, and she is our special guest. So I'm going to welcome her on the show with us tonight with my favorite song of her songs. And this one is called Breaking Out, because I feel like this is a good starter to start the show up on a high note, which is really cool. So this is Breaking Out by Brooke Williams, and we are going to hear more about her music. We're going to hear interviews from her. We're going to hear poets. We're going to hear all sorts of fun stuff tonight. So I hope you guys enjoy, and we will be here in just a minute.
So where's your keys and where's your shoes? Come on, come on.
Yeah.
that was Breaking Out by Brooke Williams, and we have her on the line with us tonight. So, Brooke, thank you so much for being with us on our show.
Hi, I'm excited.
Yay, I'm so glad that you're on. I'm excited, too. Your music is so fun and so catchy.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with music.
Well, I started writing when I was – I've been writing for a long time. So I started probably when I was like 7 or 8, just kind of like writing little tunes here and there. And I've been singing forever. So, I kind of just kept doing it. And I've recently moved to Nashville from LA. So I've been doing music in both places, which has been awesome. That's kind of, I just kind of started doing it and kept doing it.
Oh, I love that. It's so cool when you find your passion and you're just going. That's very cool. So tell us a little bit about your music that you have out right now. It seems like you sent me a group of 5 songs, but then I also was able to get others of yours, which was, you know, like this one, which is really cool, from, like, you know, online and that sort of thing. So do you have, like, an EP that you're putting out, or do you have, like, a work, like a group of works that you're releasing right now?
Since I've moved here, I've just been doing a lot of writing sessions. I just actually got done with a writing session. I've kind of gotten really into licensing for TV and film and kind of like that whole world. So I've been doing a lot of collaborations with music, like specifically for TV and film. So as an artist, I don't really have an EP about to be coming out. I'm just kind of collaborating with different producers and songwriters and seeing what we create and then finding a home for those songs, figuring out how we can elevate those specific songs, what we'll do with them. So that's kind of what I'm working on.
That's a really cool game plan. I love that. Because I believe I met you at the ASCAP party with Anita?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hotel room party, yeah.
Yes, that was so fun. I loved it. You are such a sweetheart. And, I remember when I got home that night and I was listening to people's music online, I was like, oh, my God, this girl is good. I have to have her on the show. She's amazing. Yay.
Thank you so much. No, I'm like, I just finished a song with a friend of mine. He goes by Timaleo, and you might have met him there also. I'm not sure. But he's, like, just the most awesome person and super talented producer and songwriter. So we just finished a song called Boomerang, and I was like, so excited, and I was telling him, I'm like, we have to do a music video for this and that. This would be so cool. And then he's like, well, we should hang on to it and figure out, like, we might pitch it to other artists and stuff like that. And it's a great idea. But
that is so cool.
I'm so excited about that song. But I met him there as well.
That's awesome. Do you have any YouTube videos made already for any of your stuff?
Well, I have just, like, covers and things like that up on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JBrookWilliams. And that's where, like, any videos I've done are up on there.
Very cool. Who are some of your musical influences or favorite covers?
I think really, like, Sia, Adele, Ellie Goulding, those three are, like, huge ones for me. And Sarah McLachlan as well, just because I love the falsetto kind of sound, and she definitely does that, as well as Ellie Goulding. She does that a lot, too. So I like playing with my falsetto when I'm singing, and I love singers that do that. Also Aretha Franklin, because she's so soulful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is very cool. Awesome. Well, I'm going to actually play one of your songs right now for everybody to hear. This is called 5 A.M. Okay. And what can you tell us about this song when you wrote it and your connection to it?
This song I actually wrote after a couple friends and I, we went and traveled through Europe. And I had this, like, unforgettable night with this boy, and it was a whole romance. So when I got home, I ended up writing a song kind of about, like, riding on the back of his bike at 5 a.m. and like, that whole travel experience. So that's kind of what this song is about.
That's very cool. Well, this is 5 a.m. by Brooke Williams. We will be right back with more of her music, interviews, and all sorts of fun features right after this.
You smell like sun, like sun. find Cologne. I could drive in my car heading up the coast. You look like someone I want to know. And you sound like champagne, like cider and wine, someplace in the woods, talking by a campfire like ice. Nothing in my head.
This is a song that I heard on her website when I wanted to book her for the first time. This was a song that did it for me. So I hope you guys love that song like I love that song. I think it's really cool and fun, and I absolutely love it. So I want you guys to stay tuned. We will be right back right after these messages.
As the seasons change, it's important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time, with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauren.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And what I love is how we have Brooke Williams on the show with us tonight, and she is definitely a breakout artist. She has so many cool, fresh new songs, which I love, and she's just starting her amazing career. So she is going to be somebody to watch as the years go by. And not only is Brooke Williams somebody that we have to watch, but we also have selected our very special Artist to Watch of the Week. And for that segment, as always, we have our awesome Jeff, who is here with us, who has picked for us, hand-selected, an amazing song and group for us tonight. So, Jeff, who is our artist to watch this week?
Oh, well, this evening, actually, we have a new one that I just found earlier this afternoon. In fact, I was really searching hard for something that really struck me this week. And I was able to come across this group called Opium. And they've only got three songs that they've actually put together. They're an electronica group out of Melbourne, Australia, and don't really have a lot of background on these guys. Last year they put out a song called Dreams, which is a song you're going to be hearing tonight. I would highly recommend checking out not only the video to that on YouTube, but also the remix that they've done to that as well. They incorporated this woman named Phoebe Knoll, and she does some phenomenal vocals in it. But what they're really pushing right now is a brand new track that just came out called Right Now. It is a phenomenal YouTube video. Definitely get an opportunity to take a look at that. I think you're going to hear a lot from these people because, you know, it's that one moment when you listen to a song and you absolutely know that this is something great. I remember Jamie's reaction this afternoon when I sent it to her. It was it was over the top. It was something very good.
So
I hope everybody enjoys this one. It was what?
It was OMFG. Can we get them on the show? That was my reaction.
Yeah. And, I mean, these guys are really cutting edge. They're just about to break, and I think this new single Right Now is probably going to do that for them. But playing the song Dreams for you tonight, that is a song that really broke it for me. So check it out. I think you're going to like it.
I completely agree with you, Jeff. I definitely love the other single that you sent my way, but I feel like Dreamers is really, really strong. And I love the Genius collaboration with Phoebe. That's what makes it for me. And it really makes it almost kind of like a new agey, spacey type of like nebulous sound, which is incredible. So I think you guys are going to love it. It's very cool and fun and unique. So this is Hopium, guys.
Ringing, which is why I didn't pick it up. I just thought I should tell you that.
So that is our artist to watch this week, Hopium Dreamers featuring Phoebe, which is super awesome. So I hope you guys liked it. And now we are going to play our sneak peek song of the week, which is new release music before it's been out, which is cool. So this girl is Joy Williams, and she is awesome. She has a song called Before I Sleep on her album that drops tomorrow. So you've heard it here first. I hope you guys love it. This is Before I Sleep by Joy Williams. With Before I Sleep, and her album comes out tomorrow. So if you guys love that sound, then you guys will love her album. And now we have Brooke Williams on the line with us tonight, our featured special guest, breakout star, and we have her being able to tell us a little more about her music. So Brooke, you said that you wanted to talk a little bit about the production of your song 5 a.m.
Completely forgot to mention Sean, who's really awesome, and he goes by Illustrated. Basically I played that song for him on the piano, and then he's like, I've got to produce it. And I was like, okay. So he ended up producing that song, and that's why it turned out so cool.
With all the beats and things.
That's awesome. Very cool. Awesome. So what is the most inspirational thing for you when it comes to your music, or what gives you the most amount of, you know, inspiration?
I feel like it's kind of, it just depends really, but definitely moving to Nashville was like a big inspiration just because it's a big change. I've always lived in San Diego or LA. So just being on the different side of the United States was a big change, and definitely provided a lot of inspiration for me musically and this town as well. I don't know if have you been to Nashville?
I haven't, but I've always wanted to go.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And just the whole place is just really inspirational. It's like music everywhere and just, you know, you meet, it's LA, you meet tons of music people, but here it's completely, it's like times 10, which is really cool. Everyone's so supportive. And so definitely just putting myself in, I guess, like not the most comfortable situation sometimes, that will spark a lot of just ideas and creativity for me. So.
Oh, that's so cool. So that's awesome. And you were saying how you were traveling in, you know, 5 a.m., you were traveling abroad. If you could travel mm-hmm. anywhere right now, where would you travel?
Well, it's kind of lame because I've already gone, but I really want to go back to London just because, or Amsterdam as well. We went to like 6 different cities and those experiences too, which I think is why, you know, I was able to write that song because they were such new experiences for me. But I'd love to go back to London and visit my best friend there, Jess. And I'd also love to go to Ireland because I'd never been there either. But I think that's where I'd go.
Aww, that's so that is awesome.
Yeah.
And what is your dream writing music?
My dream for writing music?
Yeah, with your music. Like, what are your dreams when it comes to your music?
Yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, I would love to be writing for you know, big artists, or I eventually would love to get signed and tour and all that kind of stuff, because obviously traveling is like one of the coolest things to do. So so if I could do more of that and have it also be intertwined with music, that'd be like the ultimate dream. So yeah, that's really what my aspiration is with music, just to support myself, have exciting, amazing experiences with it, and, you know, connect with people. So definitely
cool.
That. Also, there's a thunderstorm happening outside my window, which is really cool.
Oh, wow.
And that's definitely inspiring.
We can't hear it through the line, but that is so, like, passionate and intense whenever there's, like, nature going like that. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love that.
Very cool. So we actually have a song of yours, Chasing Butterfly. Mm-hmm. And what would you like to tell us about this song?
This song, well, this is one that I wrote with a friend of mine, Brent Lindsay. And it's kind of funny because I've actually never met him in person, but he's really cool over the phone. So, he's just a really cool songwriter, and we wrote this one together, and it was just, I don't know, it was just kind of one that I started some piano stuff on it, and then he thought of a title, and it just kind of flowed. So
awesome.
We liked it. We just thought it was really pretty and sweet. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, this
kinda
is Chasing Butterflies for you guys to listen with Brooke Williams, and we will be right back.
What if the world shut you out? Would you hide yourself up in the clouds, far away, some other place? What would you do? Are there others like you? Would you sleep on satellite? Test your field height. Would you spend your life chasing butterflies? What if you had somewhere to escape? If God gave you wings, would you fly away to never be judged or not?
And that was Chasing Butterflies by Brooke Williams. Such a beautiful song. And now we have one of our gorgeous artists who is on the line with us with her beautiful poetry that she's going to be reading to us. We have Zara with her raw poetry. How are you doing, my love?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for always sharing your beautiful words of wisdom with us every week. I love your artistry.
Well, thank you so much. I always look forward to it. It's very exciting.
What poem do you have for us tonight?
The poem tonight is called I Feel Nothing. So I'll just kind of leave it to interpretation, see what people, maybe they can relate to it at some point. Maybe they've experienced it one way or another.
So. Oh, very cool. Well, feel free to start anytime you're ready.
Okay. I closed my eyes to our melody, the one I've avoided, for the fear of breaking into tears. I take a deep breath and say, I'm ready to hear it again. And I listen, and I wait, and to my surprise, I feel nothing. No tears, no shudder, no crippling, gut-wrenching feeling. I think it must be a fluke. I've always felt something for you. I drive home in silence, thinking perhaps I'm just exhausted. I crawl into bed and reach for your photo and stare for what seemed like hours. And to my surprise, I didn't recognize you. I felt nothing. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I felt the most intoxicating high and hellish lows of my life by simply seeing your name. I never thought the thought of you would mean nothing. I was told once, if it no longer hurts, then the lessons have been learned. I was told once that if it never worked out, then it wasn't true love on one side or the other. I stare in disbelief, nearly a decade of my life, and you're completely a stranger to me. I forgive you for everything. Wait, that's a lie. I really don't. Truth is, I forgive myself for being human. I apologize to myself for accepting lower than what I deserve. I accept my apology because I know it took a decade to get there. The man I loved left a long time ago. I've grieved for him long enough. The man who pretended to be him, the shell of a person, is now a ghost to me. I don't know how else to utterly say this. Then I unequivocally could give less of a fuck what you feel. I'm not cold-hearted, rude, or harsh. I'm honest, and you never deserved honest. You deserved someone cold-hearted, rude, and harsh. I know my worth, and not because of you or because of him, it's because of me. When I look in the mirror, I don't see a broken-hearted woman. I see me in all my perfection, and that is the biggest lesson I've learned.
Aw, that is beautiful. Thank you so much for reading that.
Thank you for listening to it.
Aw, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought it kind of made people feel a little better. Sometimes, you know, not feeling anything is a good thing. So,
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. You definitely don't have to feel depression, you know, or sadness to know that love was real.
Yeah, and it's kind of like it ran its course, and you just, it's almost like the healing process is over. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah. What, do you have anything you'd like to promote or add tonight in regards to extra special stuff you're doing?
Well, I did post it on the on my Facebook and on the Raw Poetry page, but the track Lost Empires, which was featured, of course, on your fabulous show for the first time ever, is also going to be featured on Lucky Star Radio. It's going to be included in their set. It's for the month of July, so hopefully that can kind of snowball into a lot of different things. So we'll see what happens, and I love the fact that it is in July because my birthday is in July, so it's a win-win situation. So I'm still trying to, you know, really get it out there, and again, still really positive feedback from a lot of people, and we'll see what happens with it. We'll see where it goes. So.
That is so cool. And yes, speaking of Lucky Star Radio, we're actually going to be having reruns of Facet of the Heart being played on Lucky Star Radio. So you are going to be able to hear your favorite poet on Lucky Star Radio as well. They're having about 4 episodes of Facets playing in rotation. So you guys are going to be able to hear Zara's poetry playing there as well as her music. So she will be double
featured.
So
exciting.
On the radio channel, yeah. See, all
they're
of
so
our
great.
It's so
yes,
cool.
Yes, everything. It's all going to boom into something very beautiful. So,
yay.
Very excited.
That's very cool. Well, we gave a shout out to Digi Cat and Lucky Star Radio because they're super awesome, and Miss Mal.
Yes, they are.
And for everybody that would like to follow Zara throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com, and her Twitter is twitter.com/zibraham181. So thank you so much for being on the show with us, baby, and I can't wait to feature you again next week.
Well, thank you, as always, and I will always look forward to it because I think everything you do and the show is just freaking amazing. So I just love being a part of it.
Yes. Thank you, darling.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Cool. And all right, now there's some serious stuff, you guys, very serious. So we have some poetry by Lydia, which is actually, she's doing something that's very special and serious in regards to somebody that needs help. So you guys can listen to what she's saying, as well as I'm also doing a fundraiser right now for my own kitty. I'm selling some wicked cool stuff, cool clothes and shoes and purses and all sorts of fun jewelry and so cool stuff on my Facebook. So if you guys want to help with our cat animal fundraiser, you can go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/Jamie.Allen, JAIME.ALLEN, and you can see all the stuff that we're donating and selling to raise money. So you can buy all sorts of clothes and accessories and all these cool spiritual books that were from the Bodhi tree. That's really cool. So we have all sorts of fun, cool books and clothes up there. So check it out, and if you guys want to help raise money for animals, please do so. And now, this is the lovely Lydia.
Dear Jamie, I want to put Rebecca and her daughter Violet in the spotlight this week. She started a campaign on www.youcaring.com, a crowdfunding website. Her campaign is called The Future of My Little Girl. In 2013, just after I got robbed in LA, I ended up in Texas with no wallet, no working credit cards, no phone, nothing. And I met Rebecca, who was working at the time, 6 months pregnant, and she gave me $60 to be able, so that I would be able to buy food or buy anything that I'd need. A few months later, her little girl Violet was born, and of course I visited them and held the little baby when she was only 3 days old. And I wrote a poem for it that I read on the show in 2013. You might remember it. It's called Violet. You are the night sky and the sunrise rolled into one. May your days be as light as a feather floating in the wind. Your spirit as strong as a water bear traveling through space. Your heart as strong as a rock and as open as the night sky. Violet, you are light reflected through the prism on my desk. The five-petaled purple flower that paints the landscape. A prehistoric color used by men 25,000 years ago. An ancient Tyrian dye found in Pacmerle or Chaucer's tales. Shakespeare's sweet sound that breathes upon a bank of violets. In 1672, Sir Isaac gave you a place in science. Forever you remain at the end of the visible spectrum. Worn by emperor and king, you have traveled space and time. Many a time you have been admired as a precious stone, born from blue and red. You lay silent in your mom's arms, protected, safe, and loved by all who lay eyes on you. And a few days ago, I got an email which had a link to You Caring, the crowdfunding page, which is basically www.youcaring.com. And I got a really short message from Rebecca asking me to check it out. And normally we chat or write, so I thought, what's going on? And I clicked on the link and I read her story that I actually was never aware of. And this is her story as she posted it on the page. I have a beautiful, sensitive, and extremely special little girl named Violet. She is my life, and I'm striving to provide her with all the liberties and love I possibly can. Her beginning came from a terrorizing physical attack and sexual assault one night. Many of those memories are blocked out, but there are plenty that remain and relived through the perils I now face. Her biological father continues in his stop at nothing and unflinching attempts to control all aspects of my life and takes us back to court every other day. His attempts create psychological distress and anxiety for me daily. My attorney fees have skyrocketed to over $25,000, and we haven't even scratched the surface. My daughter also has special physical and developmental needs, which require much time and dedication set aside from work. We are working with some of the very skilled and caring people here that are determined to see her succeed. I have an incredibly stressful and anxiety-ridden court trial coming up mid-August, of which I need to fund, but have nothing. This date determines final custody, and any changes from then on will be a large undertaking. It means everything to us that we are prepared, and as of now, I am fighting pro se. Any and all money gathered will go to ensuring Violet will have a chance to be a kid through all of this. A safe and loving home is continually provided. A lawyer who is willing to put her first, and a mother, me, that is able to remain strong and steady. Thank you deeply. So, I just talked to my publisher of my poetry collection, Love Heals. And I shared Rebecca's story, and she agreed that for this week, all the proceeds of Amazon's Kindle edition of Love Heals, Why Not Do It More, will go to the campaign on youcaring.com called The Future of My Little Girl. So if you have not yet gotten your Kindle edition of Love Heals, why not do it more? This week might be the time to do it. Or if you want to contribute to Rebecca and her daughter Violet directly, just go to www.youcaring.com and search for The Future of My Little Girl. Thank you for listening and thank you for caring. I wish much kindness upon you and your loved ones. Have a good night. Bye.
Well, thank you, Lydia, for that, for sharing. I really appreciate, Lydia, you always give such a really cool twist to the show where you always bring in this substance of heart to it. So I love that you can use your voice for a good cause. So if everybody would like to go to that, you can definitely check out Love Heals and definitely check out Rebecca and her daughters and see how you can assist. So thanks, Lids. Cool poetry as always. And now we're going to go back to Brooke, and we are coming to the top of the hour, but we have just a little bit more time where I can ask a few more questions about your music, as well as we have more of your fun songs we're going to play in the extended podcast version of the show, which will be available for you guys to hear in its entirety in the next half hour, 45 minutes. So, Brooke, I wanted to know if you wanted to send your or say your website links for everybody so they can follow you throughout the week and hear your music. And I know you're licensing it out a lot, but maybe there's places that they can go or they can listen to it online, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, of course. I have all my music on my SoundCloud. So if you go to my website, which is brookwilliamsmusic.com, and Brooke has an E on it, it's silent, but it's there, then that has like icons to all of my links, like Instagram, Twitter, my SoundCloud page. And from there, you can download all of the songs that are up on my SoundCloud page. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. We can be friends. Facebook. So, yeah, all of that is on brookwilliamsmusic.com.
Oh, very cool. And do you have any final things that you'd like to say tonight while you're on the air? Any projects coming up or anything you'd like to promote or anything at all you'd like to say?
Well, just thank you for having me on. This is really fun, and it's really cool to hear the other artists and poets. So it's an awesome show. So thank you very much. And yeah, if people follow me on Twitter or anything like that, I'll follow back and we can talk and stay in contact, and I'll be able to keep you updated on what's coming out next.
Very cool. Well, we have all sorts of cool songs of yours that we're going to play now for you guys. So by Brooke Williams, we have, I know some of them I've kind of was able to like dig up online and then some you sent me, but I do have a nice feature. I Want You Gone, Liquid Gold, Some Boys, Tug of War, Turns My Mind, Two Can Play, and You Got Game. So I found all those.
Awesome.
I was like, ooh, pot. Fun.
Yeah,
so very, very cool.
Real
so we have
too,
all sorts
so.
Of fun stuff.
Cool. Yes. Oh, sorry. I'm talking over you.
That's okay.
No, I just said You Got Game is definitely about a boy in my real life. It's kind of a funny one. So everything you hear in that happened.
Ooh, cool. Well, then we're going to have to start off with that one. So thank you, guys.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening to our show tonight and every Monday night. We'll be back at 7 o'clock at night, California time, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And then, you know, Brooke, you're over in the 9 p.m. time zone, so that's cool. So all over the U.S. Fun stuff. This is You Got Game by Brooke Williams. We will be back next week with more of music, artists, poets, all that fun stuff. And thank you again, Brooke, for being on our show with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Current pulls in my resolve.
to survive. You slip right through my hands when I'm borderline ready to take my leave. You turned all of me. Who knew I could love such material things? You take my heart. Over who I am, you're another side of me.